Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Attention all theater lovers, this Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
Hello, and thank you for inviting me into your ears. The following podcast is a benefit for the Actors Fund and Broadway Cares COVID-19 Emergency Assistance Fund. To donate, please visit www.broadwaycares.org/help2020. And if you don't, I'll come to your house.
Dracula, a comedy of terrors, is brought to you by the Actors Fund, Broadway Cares, and social distancing. If it hadn't happened, this podcast wouldn't have happened.
Previously on Dracula, a comedy of terrors, Dr. Van Helsing arrives from Germany to help save Mina.
Your daughter is in grave danger. This is no ordinary insect bite.
But Mina continues to fall deeper under the vampire's curse.
Blood, blood, I must have blood.
And as she is whisked away by Renfield, Lucy and Jonathan's relationship is tested.
What if just once I want to move through life without fear, with a courageous partner rather than a coward?
And Dracula sees an opening with Lucy.
Come with me, I can give you an extraordinary life.
But it soon becomes clear that the charming Transylvanian has a dark secret.
What are you saying?
Count Dracula is the vampire.
We take you now to the thrilling conclusion of our story as Dr. Van Helsing, Dr. Westfeldt, and Jonathan ride horseback in hot pursuit of Dracula.
Can these horses ride any faster? We've not a minute to waste.
Butterscotch is rather unsteady in all this fog. Shouldn't we err on the side of caution?
It's too late for caution, Jonathan.
We must save Mina's soul.
Be warned. She will be prone to violent behavior.
Violent?
Yes. And anyone she bites would be affected similarly.
Do you know, I'm thinking this isn't quite safe. And tonight is laundry night, so...
Jonathan?
We're approaching the moors. I can feel it in the air.
Carfax is just on the other side of this cemetery.
It's awfully dark. You know what? Why don't you go directly through the cemetery while I scout out the well-lit perimeter?
Do you see what I see? Fresh footprints.
And an old box of baking powder.
He's clearly been here very recently.
Well spotted. I say, you really are very perceptive. You're a good sight cleverer than any woman... I'm sorry. Any doctor I've met before. I have to apologize. It seems I misjudged you when you first arrived. That was my mistake, and I feel like a gas bag.
That's quite all right, Wallace. It takes a very big man to admit his mistakes. And I happen to be partial to a very big man.
I see. Dr. Van Helsing, perhaps when all this is over, we could see each other in a less macabre context?
Yeah, I would like that. And please, call me Jean.
Oh! Careful, Mrs.
Oh, it's just a gravedigger.
Strange goings on in there tonight.
What do you mean?
Grave robbers? Hooligans?
No, sir. But most peculiar thing, I just started my night shift when I noticed what looked like a cape fluttering in the wind. I ran outside to see what it was, and I could have swore it were the Grim Reaper himself, all in black. And then suddenly, it just lifted off the ground and flew into the sky like it was a bird or a bat or something.
A bat? Are you sure?
Truth be told, I am very drunk.
Still, which way did he fly?
Towards Carfax.
Of course. Dracula!
Thank you for your help, young man.
I'm a woman.
Lucy, my queen.
Look at you sleeping soundly in your beautiful bed. The way your chest moves gently up and down with each delicate breath. Now that I have tasted your blood in Mina, I want you even more.
Oh, Jonathan, it's you.
It's not Jonathan.
Count! What have you done with my sister?
She's in a better place now.
You killed her?
What? No! She's at my house! It's very comfortable. I got cable last week.
You must return her at once.
I shall, when you agree to be with me for all eternity.
All eternity? Is there room for negotiation?
No! I'm the only one who truly loves you without reservation.
You do not know the meaning of the word.
Reservation?
No, love.
What are you talking about? I have loved you since I first laid eyes on you.
How many women have you been with this week alone? Me? My sister? That poor girl in Saltwick Park?
They meant nothing to me. It is you I really desire.
Oh, if you really believe you love me, then you must release Mina before we go any further.
I don't have much time. The sun is starting to rise.
Let me save my sister first, and tomorrow I shall be yours.
Sweet. Until tomorrow.
This is it. The crumbling old mansion I sold him.
Count Dracula!
We demand to see you.
So we can kill you.
Let's not lead with that.
Blimey, you can't just go walking into people's... Oh, Dr. Rashfield.
Kitty, what are you doing here? What has he done to you?
Well, paid me a living wage is what he done. And got me a new therapist to treat me little pathology.
Is that our harpsichord?
No. What can I do for you?
Where is Mina?
We demand to see her now.
Go right ahead. She's floating around here somewhere.
Wonderful. Please go get her.
Not in me job description.
Wait, Kitty!
That was rude.
If we want to save Mina, we have no choice but to split up into groups.
Groups? There's three of us.
Right. I'll go with Wallace.
See you soon, Jonathan. Godspeed.
But I thought... Perhaps I ought to sing to make myself a little less afraid. Yes. Raindrops on roses. Oh, well, look at that. It worked. And whiskers on kittens. Hello? Hello, is someone there?
Jonathan.
Yes? That's me. Is that you, Mina? Oh, there's a glow about you.
Vampire bites do that to a girl.
It actually really works for you.
Please, come closer.
I was told to keep my distance. The doctors were very clear about the dangers of infection. And I've no handy wipes.
You don't know what it is to be alone.
Mina... Your teeth look so sharp. Don't come any closer. No, please, no.
Hello? Mina? Mina, can you hear me?
Lucy!
Father! Have you found Mina? Dracula came back and told me everything. He has her here.
Lucy,
and
I told you to stay at home. I don't want you involved any longer.
But I am involved. I am the best hope we have for saving Mina and vanquishing the Count.
You defied my wishes.
Yes, I did.
I don't understand you. You are always running toward danger.
Can you blame me? Well, my father taught me the value of helping people, no matter the stakes. Father, you need my help.
You're as stubborn as your mother was. And you're right. We can't do this without you.
Oh, Daddy, thank you. Where is Jonathan?
Searching for Mina.
By himself?
Yes. You'd have been very proud of him.
Proud of who?
Jonathan! Where is your shirt?
I was feeling kinda hot.
Are those leather pants?
Yeah, baby. with lace-up crotch.
Did you find Mina?
No, I did not. Cher found Mare.
And bite marks.
Nice, right? Mina says hi, by the way.
Jonathan, did you and Mina...
Oh, come on, babe. It was an innocent bite, followed by an innocent suck.
I beg your pardon?
On the neck. You should be proud.
Oh, no, not him too. Look at those fangs.
How do we save them, Doctor?
The only way is to kill the vampire that infected Mina.
What about Jonathan?
If we kill Dracula, he'll be free as well.
Ah, it's like a pyramid scheme.
Correct. Jonathan, have you seen any sign of the Count? He must be sleeping somewhere here. The sun is up.
Let's ask Kitty, shall we?
Kitty? Hi, love. The Count's in London.
In London?
What's he doing there?
Probably seeing a play and buying a trench coat. I think he sent Renfield ahead with the coffins and the other things.
Coffins? Dear God, what is he planning?
The coffins from the shipwreck, of course. They belong to the Count. They were filled with earth, weren't they?
I said too much already. So I might as well tell you the rest.
Go on.
He brought the earth from Transylvania because it's the only way he can hold on to his powers.
He's safe sleeping in any of them. We must go to London with a wooden stake to drive through his heart.
Jonathan sold him 5 properties. He must be in one of them.
We must search all of them until we find him.
What about Mina?
If that monster is in London, then she is safer here.
Very well then.
To London!
I say, this carriage ride is awfully bumpy, isn't it?
Oh, I suppose you're going to tell me to put on my seatbelt.
Hell no. It's bloody good fun. Let's live on the edge. Kiss me.
Jonathan, what has gotten into you?
Vampire blood, I assume?
You're terrible. Let's do it again.
We want to get him before he rises at dusk.
We should travel from east to west to beat the sunset.
We'll start in Greenwich, then on to Westminster, and so
on. Oh, Doctor, is there any way we might keep him like this, just a little?
I'm afraid not, Lucy.
Oh, then I'd better get my kicks in now. Jonathan, lips.
Yes, ma'am.
I really don't want to be watching this.
Not a problem. I'll just close this divider curtain and give you two some privacy.
Ah, sod it all! Just sing with me.
London Bridge is falling down my fair.
This must be it. The map shows the cutty sap just across the street.
That gargoyle wasn't there when I sold it to him.
The mark of a vampire.
Look at this sign.
Deliveries in the rear. Only accepted after sunset.
Kinky.
Let me at that miscreant now!
Quite carefully, Volus.
Empty.
I can smell his cologne. He must be here.
Search the bedrooms.
The Count was more interested in the basement.
Of course, the basement. That's where he must be.
Right this way. It's a few flights down.
Of course. He wants to be as far from the sun's rays as possible.
Just a few more.
How many? We must be under the Thames by now.
Last one. Here we are. Pitch black.
I can't see a thing.
Does someone have a match?
I think I feel a candle.
That's not a candle.
Jonathan.
But this is...
A coffin!
Jonathan, quickly. The stake.
Ready.
All right, Wallace. I want you to slowly open the lid.
Ready.
On the count of 3.
Heaven help us.
With this blow, I extinguish the dark flames of evil that have burned for centuries.
One... Two and a half, three!
Die, you blood-sucking scourge of the planet! Die, die, die! He's not in there.
He must be at one of the other properties.
To Westminster!
Montage!
He said he wanted a view of Big Ben.
We can't get much closer than this.
Now where would the coffin be?
It's the darkest location in the apartment.
The pantry!
You know the drill.
One,
two and a half, three!
Empty again!
To Piccadilly Circus!
The flat is just above the old Shaftesbury Theatre.
What's playing?
Mamma Mia.
Here we go again.
One, two and a half, three!
Nothing!
To Knightsbridge! He wasn't there, but we did buy some beautiful clothing and headers.
We've been through all the properties. Only one remains.
To Abbey Road!
Abbey Road!
It certainly is long and winding.
With a spiffy view of the octopus's garden in the shade.
Let it be. Forget it. The Beatles.
Did someone say Beatles?
Renfield!
Stay away from Lucy. I command you.
I'm sorry. I'm at the mercy of the Count. He has cursed me. It's awful. Like an unpaid internship.
I'll tie him up.
Nice work, Jonathan. We should try that later.
Not listening.
Look. The fifth coffin. This is the moment we've waited for.
One, two and a half, three!
Bollocks!
Nothing. Again, where can he be?
I sold him 5 properties in London and we've seen them all.
All the properties, perhaps, but not all the coffins.
What do you mean?
The ship's manifest listed 6 coffins.
6? But that means the last coffin...
is back at Carfax. He must have been sleeping there all along.
I don't understand. Kitty said...
Kitty is a compulsive liar.
I thought she was a kleptomaniac.
Mental health is an inexact science.
We've got to get there before sunset.
To Carfax!
We made excellent time.
This way, toward the crypt.
The sun is almost down.
Careful on these stairs. They are old and unstable.
In real estate, we call that authentic charm. This is it. Without question, the absolute and empirical final coffin.
One, two and a half!
Count Dracula!
Prepare to meet your doom!
You have brought nothing but misery to this family.
What about the babka?
That was good.
What have you done with Mina?
She's tied up, where you'll never find her. Her transition is almost complete.
Help! Lucy! Father? Is that you?
We're going to save you, Mina!
Remain calm!
Good idea! It's not working! Hurry!
You wretched creature! I won't let you kill my sister! Or my fiancé!
Or my patient Renfield!
Or my doctor!
Or Jean Van Helsing!
Or Renfield!
We've covered him already.
Right. Or Kitty!
So sweet of you to think of me! I'm just a peripheral character!
Enough! Lucy! Remember our agreement. In your heart, you know I am the one you want to be with.
Why would I want to be with you for eternity?
Free health care?
I'm English. It's already free.
But we have something real. And I want the world to know I love you. That's right. I love Lucy.
Why, you son of a...
Count, you do not love me. Love is selfless. Have you managed even one selfless act in your entire life? Have you ever had the courage to do that? To risk change? That's the difference between you and Jonathan.
That's the difference?
It wasn't easy for him, but yes. He worked past his fears, and he did it for me.
Only because he has my blood in him. And if I die, all that dies too.
Even if it does, I will still have the memory. So if you have to hurt me, hurt me. Just please, if you feel anything for me at all, leave my family alone.
How kind. Maybe you're right. Maybe I've just been in it for myself all along. I never thought of myself as a narcissist. I mean, a narcissist couldn't be this handsome. But now I see they can. I mean, look at me. No, seriously, everyone. Look at me. It's time I did something for someone else. Jonathan, you said you wanted to become a hero. Now's your chance. You know what to do.
I can't go through with it. I'm not like you. Nothing could make me go so far as to take another life.
I see. Did I mention I kissed your girlfriend?
Die, you handsome son of a...
It is done. And so am I.
July 1898. Almost 9 months have passed, and things have finally returned to normal at the Westfeld home. Mina has made a complete recovery, with the fringe benefit of some highly compelling dinner party conversation. Dr. Westfeld has given up his practice to join me in the pursuit of the supernatural and a cozy domestic partnership. Kitty never quite conquered her kleptomania or her pathological lying. But she now has a successful career in politics. As for Lucy and Jonathan, their bumpy carriage ride yielded an unexpected bump of its own, which Lucy showed with pride on her wedding day.
Watch it, darling. Don't want to step on your train.
Jonathan, I'm fine.
But the floor is slick.
You know, although there is no one I would rather spend the next 50 years with, I must confess I sometimes... miss the old you. The new old you. The you before you went back to being.
I thought you might say that. Which is why I brought a cape for later.
Oh, Jonathan. It's funny. But it seems that in order to truly learn how to live, we had to almost die.
Lucy Westfeld, I'd rather share one lifetime with you than eternity with everyone else.
Oh. Darling, the baby, the baby!
What is it?
Well, I just felt a kick.
How wonderful!
Or was it a bite?
Thus concludes the heartwarming tale of Geppetto. A man and his wood... Shit.
Dracula, A Comedy of Terrors,
was written by Gordon Greenberg and Steve Rosen, directed by Gordon Greenberg, associate directed by Marty McGuire, edited and mixed by Bart Fassbender, with original music and sound design by Victoria DiOrio. Produced by Dory Berenstein and Alan Seals for the Broadway Podcast Network. This week's episode featured Christopher Sieber as Dracula, Laura Benanti as Dr. Jean Van Helsing, Annalee Ashford as Mina Westfeld, Ashley Park as Lucy Westfeld, Jeff Crady as Jonathan Harker, James Monroe Iglehart as Dr. Wallace Westfeld, Kathy Fitzgerald as Kitty, Alex Brightman as Renfield, and I am your narrator, Alan Tudyk. This has been a social isolation podcast to benefit the Actors Fund and Broadway Cares. To donate, please visit the COVID-19 Emergency Assistance Fund at www.broadwaycares.org/help2020.
Dracula, A Comedy of Terrors, was commissioned and originally produced by the Maltz Jupiter Theater, Andrew Cato, producing artistic director, chief executive.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.
If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but
yeah.
Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.